Americans, this is Paul Harvey. Stand by for news.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. New details in the investigation into actor Gene Hackman's death. A police search warrant indicates the bodies of Hackman and his wife and their dog were found in separate rooms of their New Mexico home. There was an open prescription bottle, pills, and a space heater near the woman's body. Foul play is not suspected. A gas company is also involved in the investigation. Police say they had been dead for some time. Hackman is being hailed as one of Hollywood's greatest actors.
The winner is Mr. Gene Hackman.
He won two Oscars, one for his role as the rough police detective Popeye Doyle in The French Connection.
Took off your shoes, put your finger between your toes, and pick your feet, didn't you? That's it!
Yes! He was inspirational as the basketball coach in Hoosiers.
If you put your effort and concentration into playing to your potential, to be the best that you can be, I don't care what the scoreboard says, at the end of the game, in my book, we're going to be winners.
Gene Hackman was 95. Now to Washington, CBS's Caitlin Huey Burns is watching as USAID workers who've been fired or put on leave are cleaning out their offices.
What is happening today is that USAID workers were given an increment of time, 15 minutes, to come in and clear out their belongings from their desks or workspaces. And we've seen people inside going into the offices with suitcases, with reusable grocery bags to collect their belongings.
On social media, President Trump said his 25% tariffs against Canada and Mexico he put on hold earlier will take effect next week. CBS's Willie James Inman.
The president is essentially saying that he will increase those tariffs on China to 20% now. And of course, those tariffs on the Canada, our borders, our friends to the north, and also Mexico as well. But the important part is the reciprocal tariffs. That's what European leaders fear that could affect their bottom line.
An Israeli official says the country's military will not withdraw from a strategic corridor in the Gaza Strip. That pullout is part of the ceasefire. CBS's Deborah Rodriguez has more now on a historic space flight that's in the works.
Gayle King made the announcement on CBS Mornings. She'll make history on Blue Origin's first all-woman flight.
I wanted to open myself up to new adventures and step out of my comfort zone.
It took a little nudging before she agreed to join Katy Perry, Lauren Sanchez, and two scientists for an 11-minute journey on the new Shepard spacecraft this spring.
This was never my dream.
No.
Somebody said, well, maybe you need to have new dreams, Gayle.
And checking Wall Street, right now the Dow is up 160 and the NASDAQ is lower. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Despite canceling data centers elsewhere, Microsoft is reaffirming its commitment to Racine County. They own about 2,000 acres in Mount Pleasant and said recently they still plan on putting in the $3.3 billion data center. A fatal fire in Kenosha started in a camper parked in a driveway. It spread to a nearby home on 14th Avenue before being put out. A man inside the camper was found dead. The cause of the fire remains under investigation. Assembly Speaker and Racine County Representative Robin Voss is commenting about his current status with the president. At a recent press event in Madison, Voss said that despite his past differences, he and Trump are on good terms. Trump tried to assist with a recall against Voss. Wisconsin is joining a national effort to test dairy cows for bird flu. The USDA's national milk testing strategy aims to monitor and prevent the spread of bird flu in the state's dairy industry. And the Thrive Expo is coming to downtown Racine this weekend, focusing on health and wellness. The event will be held at Memorial Hall Saturday and Sunday. There's more about what's going on at the Racine County Eye website. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Packers willing to trade. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from the NFL Combine in Indianapolis, where it's been reported the Packers are taking offers to trade away defensive back Jaire Alexander. He was a first-round pick for the Pack in 2018. Green Bay has not drafted a receiver in the first round in over 20 years. Why not? GM Brian Gutekunst.
You know, it's funny. It's never been like a philosophical thing we've talked about through my time in Green Bay. It's never been something, hey, like we don't want to take wide receivers in the first round. There are certainly opportunities we've had. We thought that was going to happen, and for whatever reason, it didn't. But at the same time, we've had a lot of second-round receivers that have been pretty good players for us.
NBA, the Bucks face the Denver Nuggets tonight at Fiserv Forum. Brooke Lopez on defending Denver center Nikola Jokic.
You know, I'll be on the point of attack a bit, doing my job, just try to be physical with him, make things as difficult as possible as you can for him, and trusting I got my teammates behind me.
That's the Bucks' Brooke Lopez. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Mostly cloudy and still mild today with high temperatures tapping the low 40s and winds becoming breezy. They'll be gusting up to 30 miles per hour today and whipping up to 40 miles per hour tomorrow. A few spotty sprinkles are possible here this afternoon and tomorrow, the same thing. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 44 degrees.
Harvey and the rest of the story, a mere 30 seconds away, sponsored by the Racine Disc Center, online at racinediscenter.com, or visit the clinic on Rapids Drive, just east of Gulf Avenue.
Is chronic pain consuming all your energy? Relief is closer than you think. Racine Disc Center offers FDA-cleared spinal decompression therapy, non-surgical treatments that gently stretch the spine, relieve pressure, and promote recovery. Stop hurting and start healing. Visit racinediscenter.com. Stop by the clinic on Rapids Drive, just east of Gulf Avenue, or meet the team at the Thrive Home and Wellness Expo, March 1st and 2nd at Festival Hall. Racine Disc Center, where you go to get your life back.
The rest of the story. Jews sing. In tribulation and in triumph, Jews sing. To forget and never to forget, Jews sing. During the thousands of years of dispersion, Jews the world over were kept apart and yet held together by their liturgy, their literature, and their language, but mostly by their music. In every synagogue, on every holiday, Jews everywhere re-recited, bring together our scattered ones, lead us with joyous song unto Zion. And then when this century was born, Jews sang their way home, the first of them only to die there. And then the more of them to live there. And as history kept its promise to restore the ancient motherland, in joy and thanksgiving, Jews sang. And they danced to an ancient Hasidic melody. But this is the rest of the story. Most of 100 years ago, in the city of Jerusalem, lived a Hebrew scholar named A. Z. Edelson. He elected for himself research into Jewish folk music. He invited to his home anybody representing the multi-ethnic culture of Jerusalem so that he might record on wax cylinders their singular way of chanting Bible incantations, synagogue prayers, or traditional Hebrew folk songs. The ancient Eastern scales were hauntingly reminiscent of Israel's desert origins. One day he recorded a strangely stirring rhythmic melody by a group of Hasidim. It was a nigun, a song without words. The next day, listening with him to that crude recording, was another Hebrew scholar named for Moses. He too was moved by the pounding pulse of the nigun. Boom, boom, da da dum, boom, boom, da da dum. And it was this friend that day who suggested for such a joyous melody there should be words. Well, now, historically, a nigun is music for the ears of God, not limited by finite words, and not to be limited. Traditionally, it was sacrilegiously presumptive to believe that God needed our words to hear our hearts. This suggestion, words for a nigun, challenged a precept solidified by centuries, and yet the senior scholar, Edelson, listened and agreed. Surely a sound so vigorous could only be made more so by the right words, and so it was that the scholar named for Moses and the revered musicologist A.Z. Edelson chose to amend centuries of tradition by adding words to the captivating upbeat, and they were his words, the words for Moshe, for Moses Nathanson, which then and there attached themselves indelibly to the ancient nigun, and the sound of ecstasy became a song of ecstasy. Come, let us be joyful, and let happiness overflow, for all generations since and evermore, no Jewish song fest or feast or wedding or folk concert will ever be without Hava Nagila, Hava Nagila, come let us be joyful. Rhythmic words perfectly wedded to a timeless Negan, and the scholar who challenged a tradition of centuries, who dared to pen words for what then was the world's most celebrated song of joy, was a student of Edelson. The song forever married to the words, born in time to celebrate the time when Israel would be born again. Those words were born for the lips of the world in the heart of Moshe Nathanson, a red-haired boy of 12. And now you know the rest of the story.
A fascinating history lesson. But what do you expect from Paul Harvey, right? The rest of the story heard twice daily on WRJN at 7:25 in the morning with Don Rosen, and then again at 12:05, like you just heard, here on WRJN, the station with local news and timeless hits.
What time it was. All I know is that corner town. And everybody, yeah, tries to put my Snoopy down. Snoopy, I don't care what your daddy do.
The real McCoys. Somebody will get that joke. Hang on, Sloopy. With Dan Marcus here. Big deals available to you if you go to our website. It's real easy. Just go to WRJN.com and find up to 50% off on some items, including local food service merchandise. Again, it's free. You just go to WRJN.com and go shopping. Oh, did I mention the website? WRJN.com.
If you're planning a Mardi Gras celebration, you gotta stop at O&H Danish Bakery and pick up their King Cake Kringle. O&H's special cream cheesecake kringle is all dressed up and decorated with Mardi Gras colors. And while supplies last, it includes 3 strands of Mardi Gras beads, so do stop by. While there, be sure to pre-order your Fat Tuesday Punchkies, the best punchkies on the planet. O&H Danish Bakery in Racine, Sturtevant, and Oak Creek.
Surprise! Your expenses this month were way higher than you expected! Also, you forgot to renew your website domain, and now you're in a bidding war!
You should see the look on your face!
At Progressive, we know small business owners don't usually like surprises, because they cost you money. But a good surprise that could save you money? Getting a commercial auto quote from Progressive.
Plus, the fridge died in the break room, and now everything smells weird!
Surprise yourself. See if you can save in as little as 7 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Hey, this is WRJN General Manager Chris Morrow. We're getting geared up to be out and around the Racine community this spring and summer. A lot. And we're looking for some help. Are you somebody who could help us set up tables, tents, and hang banners in early evenings and on some weekends? We'd like to talk to you about a part-time position helping to promote the radio station and meet our listeners. If you have the ability to set up an awkward tent, carry some tables, hang some banners, we'd like to meet. Give us a call at 634-3311 during business hours and we'll set up a time to talk. 634-3311. That's WRJN looking for some weekend and evening help this spring and summer. Maybe it's you. Come join the fun as we continue to bring local news and timeless hits to Racine on WRJN.
The
Badgers.
Feeds Max. Face the three. Takes the three. Left side. Yes, sir.
Pivots.
Fades. Flips. Good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up. Got it. With the right hand. It counts and it fouls.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Slam dunk. Steven Crow hammers it down.
Catch every game all season long right here on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Everyone looks forward to the weekend, and at WRJN, we're no different. Saturday morning features Rick Johnson with his Capsule Countdown. 10 songs with a common theme, counted down in rapid-fire fashion at 8:30 and 9:30. Terry Hovel with Rock and Roll Never Forgets from 10 to 2. And Sunday morning, Lou Regani features the music of the stars from 7 till noon. It's the perfect weekend soundtrack. WRJN.
Round and round and round and round. In a smile you might see, baby, has all been rehearsed. Baby, I can't go on without you. This loneliness won't let me live without you. This emptiness inside me, baby, makes me feel half alive.
News, timeless hits, WRJN, and getting you updated now with what's going on out there with Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Microsoft officials say their commitment to Racine County remains unchanged. It comes after Microsoft canceled other data center leases in other parts of the country. The company owns about 2,000 acres in Mount Pleasant, and in a statement, they're reaffirming their commitment to the original $3.3 billion data center investment. Some construction was paused in December as a new design was worked out. The tech giant also has plans to build a data center in Kenosha. A fire in Kenosha Tuesday night claimed the life of one man. The fire spread from a camper in a driveway to a nearby home. Fire crews were called to the 14th Avenue home near 48th at just before 7 Tuesday night. They found a camper in the driveway fully engulfed and spreading to the adjacent home. The people in the home were able to get out. One man, not yet identified, was found dead inside the camper. The cause of the fire is still under investigation. The streets of downtown Kenosha are set to become an open-air art gallery this summer. What's called the Kenosha Mural Project is being planned, which will add 10 new full-wall murals to the area. It's an effort between the Kenosha Community Foundation, the City of Kenosha, and the Kenosha Creative Space. They're hoping to build on the popularity of existing artwork like the AMC Gremlin Mural. While Kenosha focuses on the large scale, Racine is preparing for its own artistic transformation this year. The Downtown Racine Art Project is a butterfly-themed beautification project. It's not just health and wellness, it's also making things smart. The Thrive Expo event hits downtown Racine this weekend with Memorial Hall active Saturday and Sunday. Check out the Racine County Eye for more. They've got a spotlight today about smart home features and how they can make you safer. It's at RacineCountyEye.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Mostly cloudy and still mild today with high temperatures tapping the low 40s and winds becoming breezy. They'll be gusting up to 30 miles per hour today and whipping up to 40 miles per hour tomorrow. A few spotty sprinkles are possible here this afternoon and tomorrow, the same thing. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 44 degrees.
Here comes that rainy day feeling again. Soon my tears, they will be falling like rain. Dreaming.
On the station with local news and timeless hits, WRJN. These guys, one of the first groups to come over on the boats during the British invasion. Here's the Dave Clark Five, WRJN.
Whoa, can't you see?
What you doing to me?
News, timeless hits, WRJN. Where does Billy Joe Royal come from? Down in the boondocks. He's got an inferiority complex the size of Rhode Island to prove it.
Down in the boondocks. And I guess I to every turn, turn, turn. There is a season, turn, turn, turn. And a time to every purpose under heaven. A time to build up, a time to break down, a time to dance, a time to mourn, a time to cast away stones. Stones together to everything. Turn, turn, turn. There is a season. Turn, turn, turn. And a time to every purpose under heaven. A time of love, a time of hate, a time of war, a time of peace. A time you may embrace, a time to refrain from embracing.
Hits, WRJN. Creedence Clearwater Revival, one of the few four-piece bands that stayed four pieces, didn't have a lot of extra musicians helping them out, but that was not the case. With this song, you can hear the saxophonists that they hired for. Traveling band, WRJN.
737 coming out of the sky, oh, won't you take me down to Memphis on a midnight ride?
Hometown Radio, refreshed. WRJN.
Now you won't look in my direction on the expressway to your heart. That expressway, not the best way. At 5 o'clock, it's much too crowded. No, it's much too crowded. So crowded. It's much too crowded. Oh, yeah. Caught in the rush hour, this fella started to shower you with love and affection. Come on, look in my direction.
News and timeless hits, WRJN, and a Dan Marcus Wax Museum nugget from one of the darker movies of the later 60s. It's a great song, sung by Dionne Warwick. Any guesses what it might be? It's coming at 1:45-ish on WRJN.
She sits on the dock, fishing in the water, uh-huh.
fisherman's daughter, uh-huh. Come on down to my boat, baby. Come on down where we can play. Come on down to my boat, baby. Come on down, we'll sail away. She smiles so nice that she wants to come with me, uh-huh. But she's tied to the dock and she can't get free. Come on down to my boat, baby. Come on down where we can play. Come on down to my boat, baby. Come on down, we'll sail away. Fish all day, sleep all night. Father never lets her out of his sight.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. Gene Hackman did drama and comedy and camped up a villain in Superman.
How do you choose to congratulate the greatest criminal mind of our time?
You tell me that I'm brilliant? Oh, no. That would be too obvious. I grant you.
And now a real mystery seems to have unfolded with word of the 95-year-old Oscar winner's death at his New Mexico home.
A search warrant now calls the deaths suspicious. Foul play is not immediately indicated, but it appears there are enough question marks to warrant further investigation. The warrant says 95-year-old